we have to express our gratitude, for they have helped us do a lot of work in the kitchen and also other services. Oh, okay, they are here. Huh? Can we all gather? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Lai. Come lan che, lai. Chompu, lai. No need, no need. You, any song or you also can. Okay. 坐坐坐, 可以, 坐坐, 请坐, 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 我们也很高兴, 大家好,
我们很法喜,
是哦, 你们真的, 帮忙很多, you very generous, very kind, so 我们, 我们真的, 很 fortunate to have you all to help us,
我们很感恩, 然后, 你们的, 很感恩, 感谢你们的付出,
generosity,
扶持我们, 那么你们也很, 又很慷慨地扶持我们, 还有什么,
总而言之, generosity,
言语难行, 你对你们的感恩, 我们言语难以形容, 对你们的感恩和付出, 我们能言语难, 所以我们有一点点小小的心意,
心意,
要向你们表达, I would like to call upon Brother Song to present the medical charity fund to Sister Kam Lan.
Kam Lan, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 小小意思, Hey, hey, 看镜头, 看镜头. 他们会发给 Kam Lan 姐,
张医师有的，然后 Sister Alicia, to present a token on behalf of us, to Sister Kam Jing Lan 师姐,
沙的，
谢谢感恩，我们也随喜你们，成为三宝寺义工的功德，
沙的
沙的沙的沙。还有，Sister Lei Hong，
来Lei Hong，
秀凤师姐，
这边这边，一起 rejoice 啊，
沙的沙的沙的。Sister NB, 海平师姐，
这边，这边
海平师姐，
沙
沙都沙都
沙都
，Brother Jin Hao,
cameraman,
建平师姐，
沙都沙都，
哎呀，我看他有谁，Mr. Steel。阿竹师姐，这个是我们的大工程来的，谢谢感恩。如果没有阿竹师姐的帮忙，我们每个人要轮流洗卫生间。沙都沙都沙都，还有一个我请金兰姐代表阿侯师兄谁要给？还有谁没有给 ？Committee 还有谁没有出去？苏毅Sister 苏毅，这个是阿侯师兄的。
沙
都沙都沙都，然后我们接下来可以跟我们的义工姐妹们一起交流，可以 hug 他们，可以谢谢他们。然后这个盘呢是侯西兴的侯西兴的OK, start. Who wants to go first?
Yeah. Okay, now that we have completed the expression of gratitude and thanks to Fa Chan Si, the temple community, and Teng Xiong Su Fu, then we have also expressed our gratitude and thanks to the helper, and we also make offering to them all. We should all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then, as I promised you, our account for this retreat, common fund that has actually been collected, and how much we spend, then how much we transfer back as balance to the Kayan Mita Fund, I will explain to you. So as you understand, you develop the joy, the sadha, the faith, then we rejoice together. Okay. So the first one is the retreat fee. The retreat fee, we collected a total of 15,280. This is mainly, I think, the 400 ringgit that we charge. But those who come by their own transport, we debit back 70 ringgit. But there are some who register paid, but they cannot come because circumstances. They also donate to Common Pool Fund. So because of that, we still have quite a healthy value. The meal sponsor total is 6,240. That's why this one almost those yogi or kayamita who actually managed to fill in the slot to make the offering, they contributed a total of 6,240, which is our share of cost to pay to the temple committee. Okay? So that's why, because of that, we have surplus fund actually. Then the common fund, the aggregate total amount received from all the kalimita that actually register and pledge their contribution. That one is 18,144. So total 39,664. Okay, so we should thank Sui An and Brother Song. No, for helping us to actually, of course, keep the what they call treasurer role is Brother Song this year. Last retreat also, but last time all Sui An do it. But Sui An helped us to, I think, all those tables for the meal donation, I think mainly by Sui An, that he also announced a lot of the people who donated to the breakfast, lunch and dinner, then transport also. So all this is kept by Sui An, so we should thank the two of them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then how do we expand out? This one is more important. The first one is we donate to the temple 15,000, like last retreat. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, this one will become very wholesome. Anybody who come for retreat or make use of this temple facility, and your donation also go towards the Sangha Fund and all those operation costs, utility and repair and whatever that will create the condition for us to have this parami to partake in whatever wholesomeness that the temple and the community do. So whatever retreat or any of the chanting, they got certain type of, throughout the year, I think they got, you call what? Fa Hui. Is it Fa Hui? Fa Hui. Every retreat already mentioned, where they also do a lot of morning chanting, evening chanting, then during festival, actually a lot of wholesomeness, understand? Then they also help the local people, the local community. Then just now I saw, who was with me? Oh, I think Emily was with me. The three ladies came in. One of them, I think, got problem, sick, you know, see. So the two must be sister or good friend, I don't know. They actually want to help her, you know, and insist that he come and cultivate affinity by paying respect to Jun Ti, Ti Zhang Wang, and all the great beings. You see, this is how it started. A lot of people doesn't know how all this affinity for you to meet up with the Triple Gem and all those things. So if you go through the Lotus Sutta, you will know. In the Lotus Sutta, it's mentioned by the Buddha. Sometimes you pay one respect before you know the Dhamma. That itself can create the causes and conditions for you to go this way. And finally, you become a Bodhisattva and become Sammasambuddha. What is it? Yeah. Definitely, but also at the same time, because her condition was so bad, she found it very difficult to kneel, you know, her condition. So what happened was, the sister, I think it's a sister that was with her, insisted that she go, you know, and do. You know. Then, one by one, after the Jun Ti, he go to 那个 Ti Zhang Wang. Then after Ti Zhang Wang, he actually cannot take it already. He said, 还有一个, 来, he pull her, support her, and get her there. So this type of wholesomeness, you see, the temple already built the thing, Anasana, but it can give faith to devotee, to outsider, to all the beings. And this is how, through the temple you build, and you are able to partake whatever donation to make this a possibility. All this wholesomeness that manifests, as long as this temple is there, means for so many years, maybe 100 years or what, I don't know. But it's a way place. It arises a lot of wholesomeness. So that's why here, the temple, I always donate the bulk of it. Do you realize? It's the bulk of it, our donation. Okay? And this is to enhance our yogi. We are, the common pool fund come from our list of donor, isn't it? This one, you partake and you pay for the whatever cost. Yeah? Actually, that one only include transport and your meals. The rest all free, you know. But in return, as gratitude, yeah, we actually donate the bulk of it. And Fa Chan Si is very kind. He said, actually, no need to show all this statement. He trusts us. And a lot of this, he said, actually, no need. Even this on the meal also, oh, he said, no need. Because they really very generous and very kind. And they have a lot of joy when they see real, sincere cultivator coming to make full use of this place. And because he has known me for so long and our Kaimita, he is very happy. And he know we are not the pie, play. Then when my daughter offer her, I say, Fa Chan Si, 我的女儿, 哎,知道,这么多年了。 That's why he remember. So that is what it is. So after that, we expand on the meal. Then we make offering to both, the abbot, Fa Chan Si, and Teng Xiao Sifu, 500 ringgit each. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then there are another four monks. So you on your own donate another 80. Oh, 对 啦, yeah. Okay, 对. Then Sunday school. This one is very wholesome. Yeah, their Sunday school. The student there, I met them 1 year. They are really destined for the Dhamma way. The kids are very different, and I can feel. And you know what happened out that year when I saw them? When I saw the way they actually do all those things. The nature, no, they sure can be taken across. So my nature send a pure vehicle, take them out of cross off. That's why this Sunday school a lot of significant. Then just now the helper actually, because Pamasuri say, asked me to transfer and share some merit with them. Understand now? But actually no need, because of their wholesomeness, they already have the parami. Actually, the parami is beyond what they can imagine. And because of that, I invoke the power of their merits and wholesomeness for causal and condition to develop the understanding of the Dhamma and develop the wisdom so that they can also free. Then I heard Pamasuri say, they all take the Bodhisattva away. You know? That's why my nature rejoined. Then I send my pelvis. My nature vow to take them all across when the time comes. So, motivating fatta just by helping, understand how? So, a lot of things you do, you may not understand. So, Sunday school, we donate 2,000. Then there's a medical charity, I think. Is it Tang Tse Mo Sifu? Oh, Kam Lan Si Jie. Okay. Which we offered just now. Then the bus, we have to pay them 3,006. Then tapa lunch on the what they call you call what our common pool fund. We every time budget, because we allow this common pool fund to develop the parami or what they call wholesomeness. You know why? After you have this 9-day retreat, all of us, you have developed a lot of wholesomeness and paramiya. Then when we make use of the common food fund and pay for all your lunch, and this is very wholesome, understand? Normal people outside, you got money also, you cannot donate one. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then this parami actually come back to the common pool fund. The common pool fund consists of who? The first biggest donor is our Kayamita fund. So all Kayamita will receive. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when you understand, you can do it this way. Then all those who actually somehow develop the generosity to actually partake by donating to this, then you get to do all the wholesomeness that we do while we are here. Understand not? Our cultivation, our offering, our donation, or what? That's why the moment you are part of the Kayamita Fund, even you don't come, you are able to partake the wholesomeness. Then whatever donation you all donate, it will go to the common pool fund, which will fund the whole activity, understand that? Including whatever that you need for the retreat to go the way it is, including the material we write. This whiteboard also last time we bought from the to the common pool fund. Yeah. Then all the whatever, the printing of the book, everything. Then we have this kitchen purchase. This one is like petty cash. Yeah? Whatever we need, we get Teng Siong Su Fu or Kam Lan Che. Yeah lah. Kam Lan Che or Teng Siong Su Fu. Both of them. They help us to buy. They actually take their trouble to go all out and buy. And sometimes they even go to the extent of help us to order the thing that Kayamita who are here may want to buy them. So all this is very wholesome. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we have to budget 380 to pay for the washing of the bed sheet you use, pillowcase you use, and the laundry. So our duty is only clean up the room and hand it back. Understand? So this one also from our common pool fund. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we also, because of condition, we offer oil lamp. 30 ringgit means 3. Yeah, 3 oil lamp for Junti Pusa. in honor of Junti Bosa. Then that nice offering, not registered here. Oh, so you use this one to buy the offering for Junti Bosa, then also to the main shrine. Yeah, yeah. What about our offering to the main shrine? Oh, okay. Then, okay. Very good. Then, the next one is offering for Manjushri chanting, yeah, which is yesterday, is it? Oh, today itself, Chanti mantra, yeah. Mm. So this one, it only costs us 200 ringgit for buying the offerings to, actually, they allow us to offer at the main shrine where they do the chanting. And this one, if you cultivate affinity, Manjushri is foremost in wisdom, Vensu Pusa. Then this one, 3001, is actually donated to two temples, is it? Or Ang Pao plus Sufu Sender. But just now you told me two. 不是 helper, 你好像跟我讲啊，这个是两个 temple 的，这是师父的 center 啊。哦 ，OK。Actually, they are center, medical one. 啊，呀啦，啊，呀啦 ，That's why I remember you told me is two or one. 根本 J one， 等下师父 one。哦 ，OK。Then we have.The balance, which is 2,591.1, we will re-donate back. Yeah? Not re-contribute, re-donate back to Kayamita Fund. So this one will also partake in all the Kayamita activity. Understand not? Because they donate back to Kayamita Fund. So all of you who partake in this and part of the common pool fund collected,for the whole, retreat. And this surplus will also benefit all of you because it is from our common pool fund that we develop the surplus and donate back. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so the account now settled. So hopefully you all can, if you want, you take a photo.Then later on, when you old age already, when you cannot do much, you recall all this. Then develop the joy, understand? That at least your life is not wasted, understand? You have done all this that normal people got no chance to do, understand? That's Jin Hao will send you the photo, understand? Then archive it, understand? Then if people don't believe, you show. Then I'm there. So this is to let you all have the condition to develop the joy. Yeah, Suyan.
This item 15, so that you understand what it actually means. At the end of everything, the surplus is 2591 and it goes back to the Kayamita Fund. The Kayamita Fund is the one funding the printing of the books, the website, the hosting, all those things. So in a way, but when you donate the common fund, it goes to Kayamita Fund, and all those activities that we are doing on behalf of Kayamita is there. And the Kayamita Fund also donated to the common fund, so it goes one full circle. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
That's why when you understand, it's the same money, understand? But you know how to actually offer to the correct place and location, then it will develop a lot of wholesomeness. It's just like during Chinese New Year or festival time. You will normally, there is a very good Chinese tradition here. You will make you call it what, hamper, you deliver to people that you want to make offering to. Although it's like you offer to me, I offer to you, like exchange. But if you do it sincerely with understanding, that offering is very wholesome. You know why? Because you don't know who you offer to, understand? A lot of my friends, they don't know, but they come. They actually offer. Then some good friend, they also offer, and they also send. Then Kayamita, every year they will come. No need to be a lot. Isu, isu. You understand that or not? Isu, isu. Then my wife always say, Ulai uki. So she will also like offer back to them. So all this develop a lot of wholesomeness without you knowing. That a lot of people don't understand. Aiya, next year no need lah. Huh? You give me, I offer you back. Like, no meaning. No, a lot of meaning in terms of understanding the nature's law that governs life and existence. But this is generosity. And who you offer to is very important. You never know who that person is or that friend is. If he is a cultivator and he has the potential to become a great being in the future, means you already jiabi liao, understand? So all this understanding, you will learn as you develop the cultivation. Okay? Any more? No more? We end. So rejoice one last time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we can continue. Where it's still raining. The nature don't want you to take photo outside now. Maybe tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we got the whole morning. Okay, very good. So now we can continue our part one closing ceremony, where we formally get all the participants or yogi to come out and share and give whatever suggestion. Okay, who is next? Huh? Oh, Brother Wong haven't finished. I thought finish already. You finish or not, Brother Wong? Can. Come.
Just want to share with you before I put a motion of thanks. It's actually for my experience. Whenever I go for any retreat, normally a week before, something will happen to me. I have this problem of recurring spondylosis at the back. At times, a week before I come, I wondered I could call Sister Pama Suri to actually say sorry I can't come. But I think I make the determination, aditang, and I think seeking for forgiveness and repent is very important.
That one very important.
So I start doing that, and I recover.
Just a few days.
I won't be carrying my luggage be boarding the bus. Rejoice and really, it actually worked for me very well. All of us should have a positive mindset that
the faith
you are here, we don't waste it. Try your best, even though there's no guarantee, but at least we know that we are heading to a direction that actually mean for us to develop to the next stage.
Sadhu. Very good.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, the rest of Kalimita, and also very importantly, committee members who actually stay really late, Jing Hao, I think you were roommate. Yeah. You know that one time he came back, you know. And also Sister Su Yi, and also Manyan, who actually she's going to lose her beautiful voice. Beautiful voice, you know, you can't go karaoke for the next few months, I believe. And thank you very much. I hope to see all of you soon. Thank you very much.
Rejoice, So who is next? All the new people finish already. Oh, Emily, you haven't shared, don't worry, you just introduce. Cut it short and nice.
Which one should I use?
Anyone, the wire.
Namo Amitabha to Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, Kalyanamitas, and all those All those who volunteer who did the reading was wonderful because I don't need books anymore when I hear them. Voice is so clear. It's so sharp.
Sadhu to you.
Wonderful voice you have.
Especially Manjuanona and Tamio. They are very clear.
Yes.
Very easy to follow.
Very nice. I don't need books.
And also our mic. The system is good.
Oh, it is wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. You all can hear at the back.
Yeah. How much you pay for that?
This one, Kaimita Fan. Sui An Bai On.
All right. Okay. Oh,
but the later one, I think we go online. Brother Ting also buy. I think Brother Ting buy for us, I think. To replace ours, I remember.
Okay, before I start.
At first, Sui An also buy one and replace mine. Continue.
Yeah, well, I think like... I do follow His Holiness Dalai Lama too. So you know, he always embraces all religion.
Oh, sadhu.
So
that's very good, very wholesome.
When I was doing the training for my staff, you see, when I was in Malaysia, and one of my staff, I asked her to do the training, and he's a Malay. So he, at the end of the teaching, you know, training. He apologized to everybody.
He
said, please forgive me if I have offended anyone. So please forgive me if I have offended anyone today.
Sadhu.
Ask for your forgiveness, please. Thank you.
Asking for forgiveness is very, very wholesome.
Yeah.
Very wholesome.
Yeah, amazing.
Because the Muslim religion, the Malay, they always ask for ampun, maaf. Which is very good. It will help you to break your karmic obstruction. As I ask him for forgiveness and doing the repentance sincerely, it helps you. Very good.
So well, how do I start my? When did I start Buddhism? I was brought up. I went to Methodist girls' school in Penang. You can imagine every Tuesday is my chapel day. No chance to escape, you know. So. My whole family, they all go to Chinese school. I'm the only one who goes to
Oh, you are like me. My brother, sister, all go to Chinese school. My father sent me the only one.
I'm the only one that goes to Chinese school. But I'm the only one who is cultivating Buddhism.
Oh, okay.
All the rest of my sisters are, no, they're not.
Never mind. They are alive.
So,
let them.
But they know how to chant Namo Amitabha.
Oh, good enough.
because I always practice Namo Amitabha with my mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mother...
Yeah, your mother actually, very long life, huh? 94. Wow, sadhu. Let us rejoice.
And she, she, when I say, Mama, chant your Namo Amitabha, she was like, Namo Amitabha.
Wow, sadhu.
At this age, she still had that mind so clear that she would chant Amitabha all
That's
the time.
That's why very blessed.
Very blessed. Very blessed, and she's also very blessed.
Yeah.
And always remember, when we take care of seniors, it's not because, you know, we mustn't think, it's such a hard work. It's no. No, I always feel that selfless. Then you can achieve. Yeah, your duty as a caregiver.
Correct.
If you always think I'm so tired. I'm so, you do get very, very tired.
Definitely.
They have their days, you see, they have their mood ups and downs. Right? So you have to really, you know, accept
You have done a very wonderful job. Highest blessing.
Lead
to enlightenment. It's in the sutta where Engvi Chan and I explain taking care of parents. Very high merits, understand now.
Well, it's just to give us opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
If you don't have opportunity,
it's not only filial piety, you know. Because do you know, most parents, when they come, they actually sacrifice a lot for you. As I always tell Kayamita who want to learn Dhamma, I say, no matter how much misunderstanding you have with your parent or what, please understand that they are your parents. There was one, I think two or three Kayamita. Wow, they cannot tolerate how the parent actually bring them out and mistreated them and all. And I told them, I said, this is what the law of karma is. You are born of your karma, add to your karma, conditioned, supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So what happened is, in the past life, you had neglected your duty, understand not? Didn't take care of your children. Then you go about abusing your children, doing all this. Then when you grew up, now got condition, you become the victim. You have parents that neglect you and tell you off and all those things. Then I say, no matter how they are your parents. And in the Mahayana Sutta, there is a saying, you can never repay your parents, he said, unless you bring them to the Dhamma. That's why Emily, very good, teach the mother Amitabha for Amitabha, like the sister, Anasama. Because to bring them to the faith, that merit can actually repay everything that you have actually in debt to them, Anasama. Then I always tell Kaimita, do you know, all parents, they love their children. But because of karmic and circumstances, sometimes they do things out of ignorant delusion. So that is the way they are. But most important is, they give you life, Anasana. They give you the causes and conditions to come to this world, although it's also partly due to your karmic conditioning and your entanglement with them. Then when you are young, you know how much they sacrifice to take care of you, to provide for you. Then when you are sick, they worry for you. They really go all out to look for doctors and all those things. Then as you grew up, your three meals all taken, food, shelter, and education, and whatever, even your necessity, daily need, then your pocket money, your university, your education fee, everything, they take care. And this type of sacrifice, very difficult for you to repay, because they based on true love, anasana. Out of love, of course, there must be compassion, otherwise they cannot go all out for you. So they're willing to sacrifice, they're willing to go through life, toil, everything, just to provide for you. And this type of thing that you receive from them, very difficult to repay. That's why in the Mahayana teaching, he said, even you carry your parents on the shoulder for don't know how many years, 100 years or don't know what, you can still haven't repay their whatever sacrifice for you. The only way to repay them is to bring them to the triple gem to develop the faith. So that is the understanding. So don't neglect your duty. But doesn't mean you neglect your duty, you become miserable. No, it's only the law of karma will take effect. Understand? So whatever you do, you don't do your duty, you selfish, yeah? Like Emily said, everything also think of yourself, self, self. Means you don't have the compassion for living being. Your own parent also, you try not to take care of you, you scared ma-fan, ma-fan. Means you scared all this will trouble you. But I can tell you, if you do it, the parami is fantastic. I go, why can't I meet Thai in Singapore? I think Beng Fi should know him, T.K. Chan. His mother, almost 100 years old already, I think, if I'm not wrong. Blind, deaf. I take care of her. And contacted me and want to offer to me also. I said, no need. I said, you are in Singapore so far. I said, then I said, you want, you donate to Kayamita Fund. And then he contacts Sui An. Then he knows Sui worked in Singapore before, he exchanged money from Sui. And Sui gave him very good rate. Then after that, he still called me and said, Bertil, I really want to offer you Dana. Then I tell him, I say, okay, you wait lah. When there is condition, I let you know. Then somehow that year, I have to go to Singapore. That's why I tell Sui, can we plan a few days trip there? Yes, it's quite a while I haven't been there. So when I planned that trip, the first guy I inform is him, no? This T.K. Chan, no? Of course, Chia also came to know. Because Po Cheng also came to know. I put them in the Singapore Kahimita. Then what happened was, because of that, he requests again, no? I say, when I'm there, you can take me any restaurant or anywhere, make the offering. Then he got problem, no? He don't know where to hold it, no? I said, anywhere also can, house also can, I said. So finally, luckily he got a sister, no? The brother-in-law, very, very kind and very generous. So he requests for permission. Wow! He called me and with joy tell me, the sister's house, we can have it there. So I said, okay lah, you do. Then he asked me, how? I said, done how, so you haven't done before. So finally at the issue, I said, you buy, then whatever we, normally before the thing, we will offer dana, then I will recite all the thing that is wholesome in return for the dana, then I will do a dhamma sharing all things. So I say, can make it simple. Whatever food you have, you potluck, then all those coming, you invite them. Then when I'm there, I will teach you how to offer and all those things. And he really got an arrangement. And it was so beautiful. And he bring all his relatives, you know, big group. The mother, almost 100 years old. The mother's sister or what, also very old. All also with impairment and all things. But they have a lot of faith, you know, a lot of joy. Then after that, they also want to contribute or donate. All that. I said, don't worry. Whatever you contribute, I donate to Kahimita. And they were full of joy. And that house dana was really a blessing. I delivered a talk there some more. And the talk turned out to be very meaningful. So all this can happen if you have the affinity and the parami. That's why after that he was very happy, full of joy. See, don't know me in Singapore also got condition. Understand? So don't underestimate karmic affinity, faith in the triple gem. When you take refuge, you get to receive the Dhamma. Because that refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, any of the gem, the teaching will be there. Okay? Yeah, good. Continue, Emily.
Every time when I'm back in Penang, my mother will know that I would take her to all the temples in Penang to do donations. Yeah, she loves it.
She's very good.
So,
very
but
good.
This time, this year, she's not so good. She can't get down the car easily.
Yeah,
so she said, never mind, you just take me to the place and I'll just pray.
Yeah,
you can do the dana.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. So, your mother will be very blessed. Very wholesome.
I said, if she goes pass on, I have no worries at all because she chant Amitabha all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Like my mother.
Yeah.
Illiterate, don't know anything.
Their faith is so strong.
Yeah.
They my don't mother, have the Dharma, but their faith
my
is strong.
My mother take the pill.
Yeah.
He just know Namo Kwan Sim Pusa.
Yeah.
Kwan Yin Pusa, Kwan Yin Pusa, Kwan Yin Pusa, Kwan Yin Pusa. I say that is good enough.
Yeah.
I say.
Yeah.
Because I choose them as my parent. And I know they are sincere. They sacrifice. They do a lot of things to provide for me. That parami, they already actually home already. Because of that, I invoke power of their sincerity, their wholesomeness, their love, their sacrifice, all things, for causes and conditions for them to be taken across. And because of that, they got no more worry. Somehow, they will come into contact with the triple gem and they will cultivate and they will have the understanding. Because that pure wish is very powerful. That's why the easiest way to take across a being is when you see wholesomeness in them. Well, when they meet me in the past life, previous life, they don't know who I am, but they were very kind. Understand? They offer me shelter, requisite, and try to take care of me and all things. So this nature will know. That's why it sends the pure wish. And the best way is to be my parent. That's why immediately after that, they give birth to me. And after they give birth to me, my father also realized, his life changed, he become very lucky. You don't believe, in the 50s, when I was born, 54, he was actually a salesman only. Then the uncle where he worked for is actually in China is a relative. Uncle means higher generation than him. And the uncle also very kind, very sincere. He got 10 lottery tickets in that time, Singapore, social welfare. He cannot sell, quite near the date for the lottery to be like the draw to happen already. So he asked my father, he said, "Hey, you salesman, can you help to sell?" So my father said, "No problem." So he passed all the balance of, I think, 7 or 8 copies, passed my father. And my father go and sell. And you know what happened? Come out second prize. That time second prize, got a lot of commission and reward. Where is official? My father put in the safe, that piece of prize money. And I saw in the 50s, 5,000 ringgit. 5,000, you know what is 5,000 at that time? 1 cent can buy money, can buy food. And when I grew up, at primary school, I go to school 10 cents. Secondary school, 20 cents. That 5,000, the uncle split with him, half-half, he said. Oh, my father really full of joy. Then after that, he take $200, go to Alostar, buy a shop lot, 200 ringgit on here. You see, the money was so big. That's why he know, he said, once this son come out, like everything happened. Then when I grew up, he also know. That's why he have faith in me. That any time got problem, family or whatever, that time I very young, he will talk to me. Then when I grew up and I went to university, all the problem of brother, sister, or whoever, or what, or relative, he will call me from Alostar and seek my advice. But I help him to resolve a lot of problems. And he know I have the understanding. So all this, the sign will come. So it will manifest. That's why when you have the Dhamma, all these are possible. Very good. Continue.
You know what's the reason why my mother sent me to the English school? Because when I think one of the siblings was sick and she went to hospital. And you know that time, it's all by the missionary people, right? Yeah. So you have to speak English. If you don't speak English, they just don't pay attention to you.
Sadhu.
Yeah.
You know why my father sent me to English school? Because he also doesn't know English. Then all the letter from the government come, then he got a very good friend, also neighbor, also Hakka, a few shop away. So that friend, he said, "Hey, your son and my son same year, going to school. Why not we send them to the best English school? So that when they grow up, all the letter come, we no need to ask people. No need to look for translator and all that." So they agree, And you know what happened? After they send us, standard one, I last in the class. All 10 subjects is 0. Because I don't understand the language. Understand? Then standard 2, 9-0, one subject, arithmetic, I score 100 marks. Because I play card. I look at 3 card, I don't need to add on. I straight away know already how much is the number. So because of that, my father got a shock. He said, one enough. He said, the rest, you know what he told my mother? If at this rate, you go to English school, you don't know Mandarin, you drop out after standard 6, nobody want to employ you. Why? You cannot read the Chinese character. You sell wonton mian, kolong mian, you must deliver or no. They won't tell you the address. They say Tong Hong, or they tell you what shop. Then if don't know Mandarin, he say, wah, cham lo. After that, he decide, oh, go Chinese school. That's why I'm number 2, I'm the only one out of 9 or 10 go to English school. Like your case, go hospital, nobody understand.
Yeah.
So you are the chosen one.
Yeah. So, well, that's it. Yeah. Now I said how I become a Buddhist. So I go to Methodist girls' school, so it's everyday chapel. So my parents also worry because every Saturday I hang out in a church. You know, a Methodist church, yeah. So she's worried about me, you know, converting to Christian, you see. But somehow I, up to when start working in PJ, yeah. So I came, I was walking around to look for food because I was late for my, I came back from the office, you know, the training thing. And I was looking for food, where can I eat food, you know. So I walked past Po Kwang San, which is near my office, near my office in the SS3. So I smell so good smell, you know. So I went downstairs, you see. I didn't go to the shrine hall and so I went downstairs. So I just pick up the food, and they said, you just pick up the food. I said, don't I have to pay? So they said, no, you don't have to pay. Okay, then I sat down and eat. And after that, I came upstairs to the shrine hall, not the shrine hall, the ground floor, you know, where they sell all those statues. So I just looking at it around, I was just looking at it, and the lady came to tell me, oh, you interested to get this? Oh, well, they look so cute, you know. The little, the Nama Pen Sisi Chia Moni Pho, Nama Kwan Shin Pusa, and Ti Chang Wang Pusa. So I said, okay, I don't mind to buy them. So she said, okay, you know, we can put it in the altar there, you know, in the, to bless it for you. I said, okay, then he said, you come back, you know, next week and I will pick it up.
Return to you,
So, okay, so I said, all right, a small tiny one, I don't have an altar table or anything. So I went to buy an altar table and home. So that's where my Buddhism starts,
how
you see.
It start,
And before that, you know, every night I do reading my Bible, you see. Every night before I go to bed, I do my, you know, Bible, because I was brought up in Methodist school. So so affinity. Yeah. So I always think Jesus Christ is also a Bodhisattva, right? Yeah. So I embrace all religions. So then after that, I go back and they asked me to join the Dhammapada. I met English group. And they asked me to join. All right, then I'll join. I said, okay, I don't mind to go because I don't do, I hang out in a shopping mall. No use, you know. So I said, I better hang out in a temple and see what they do.
Okay, good.
So starting the Dhammapada is for English group only. So, but then they also teach me to go and do chanting. All right, and I said, okay, I'll join the chanting, you know, I see how. So, but still, cannot get nothing. Nothing. Don't understand anything, not anything. So I said, I don't go anymore. So I joined the Dhammapala group. And then they said, the president going to step down. So they asked me to be the president. I said, what? I said, I haven't joined for a year. And you asked me, did the president? I said, okay, never mind. That time was Reverend Manya. Manya Pastor. She's wonderful, Reverend, and she's very kind. She guides us a lot. She guides the English group a lot. Very supportive of the English group because she can speak English as well as Mandarin, you see. So I was so fortunate. And she's always supportive of the English group because English is so tiny, so small, few people, handful only. So, you know, so we got her support. Every time we asked for Dharma talk, she would give a Dharma talk too. And then Hui is very helpful too. She's very good at sourcing for all these Dharma speakers. So she'll look for Brother Ang Ju Song something, I forgot.
Ang Chu Hong.
Ang Chu Hong. Yeah. And then there's another one, very good also, quite a few from the Bisha group. So,
I've been brought. No wonder you come to know Yun Chana.
She's the treasurer.
Oh, San,
Yeah, she's my treasurer.
Oh, no wonder. So you, no wonder you're so close. So meant to
now
be.
Now you understand. Yeah.
Oh, and he was the she was the founder. He founded me.
But she never found you to invite you to talk at Fokong.
God, Fokong, you asked her? I went there. Right? She invited me.
I wasn't there. I think I wasn't there.
I'm not at the front part. The back of the shop, there is another one, Qing Si Yi. Yeah, we were there.
What year is that? Because I left in 2003.
I was delivering a talk there. Oh, 2003, before he found me.
He found me after 2004.
2004, then I remember.
Just 1 year missed.
But you came and see me many times. Right? Yun Chan brought you to my house.
Yeah,
right?
No,
but that time you cannot understand what I share with you.
No,
ah.
Yes, no, nothing.
It's so, not to say she didn't give you condition, he gave you. But you are not ready. Understand?
No, nothing at all.
They say when the student is ready, teacher will appear.
Yeah.
Yours the ballet. Teacher appears, student not ready. Because Yun Chan is very, very good at giving condition to people. That's why her parami a lot. She came to me, requested 3 times. I 3 times also say, never mind, no need. I say, no, just let things be.
Yeah.
And finally, after the 3rd time, insight came out with the message. That's why I finally agree on 3 conditions. Then I started. Meant to be.
So because every time we want to source for Dharma speakers,
she sources for Dharma speakers for us.
Yeah,
she knows a lot of society. She is involved.
So that's how. And then that for me, no affinity with Dr. Dharmasri, Dr. K. Sri Dharmananda's center, because I've never been there.
Brickfield.
Brickfield's one. I only know how to fetch Dr. K. Sri Dharmananda to Fokwang San only. Fetch him and to and fro, because for the talks, you see. No affinity with the... But somehow on that day when I drop him, I pick up that book, the salute, you know, the...
Devotion.
Devotion's one. That's how I got the book. But after that,
Buddhist
never...
Buddhist devotional practice, a very good book. When I was in the uni, I also bought that book. And it's a very good book. Well, inside there, a lot of the sutta and the dhamma, his English translation very accurate now. That's why later in my life, when I come out to share, I still make use of that book. But nowadays, because of the internet, all those things, so normally I don't have to go back there. But sometimes I share the Therokuda Sutta, or I like his translation. He's very good. He was the, actually, I should say, my first lay teacher. My first teacher when I was in the university. I heard his talk on the 1st day. Then I go to Brickfield. Then after that, when I arrived, the Pali chanting very familiar. Like, this is something I heard before. Then later on, I continue to record his talk and attend all the activity. Then I in charge of Dharma Library, to do all the dubbing, recording. Then I, there was a person who very good. I think he sponsored the cassette, everything. And I just do the work for him. I just go and buy the cassette player, the double deck one. Then I do the dubbing. Then we created the shelf for all the cassette and tape for people to borrow. Free, all free. So because of that, I actually get to know Chief Reverend. Then I also get to know Reverend Mahinda. Then there was one novitiate program. I remember my son was only, I think, 4 or 5 years old. My daughter, 6 or 7. So during that time, very funny, he want to be a Nordic monk. At the age of 4, underage, minimum 16. But somehow, because of his determination, they allow him to ordain. Then my daughter also, because the two are brothers and sisters, they also allow her, the two of them, the only two kids inside that novitiate program. And Chief Reverend liked him. He group photo with all the monks, my son in front of Chief Reverend. So a lot of things are very strange. And later on, Chief Reverend got to clarify. Well, a lot of them, their age missed a few months also cannot join. So because of that, Chief Reverend heard, got people complain. Why these two kids so special? Then he clarified, he said, because when he saw my son, Reverend Mahinda very smart, if he reject you, ask three times, he said, that Chief Reverend will agree. But actually one time only Chief Reverend. Well, later on Chief Reverend explained, case is that, you know why I agree, I saw him 4 years old, exactly when he was young, when the parent took him to the temple, and he also ordained. That's why he said, because of that, he approved, he said. But after that, he don't want already. So a lot of things are meant to be.
And during that time also, when I was in Pho Quang San, I took the five precepts. I took the five precepts, and after that, I spoke to Reverend Manya and asked, and told her, should I go to Canada? She said, go. She said, go. All right, then.
Because Canada, all over the world, they got Pho Quang San.
Yes. She gave me the address.
I've been to quite a lot of Pho Quang San monastery.
Yeah.
The one in New Zealand also I went.
Yeah.
In Australia also I went.
And she gave me the address books of all the book all the Pho Quang San centers in the whole world. And then she said, you must go to the Pho Quang San Edmonton. I'll go.
Very good. Very good.
So,
did you take the Bodhisattva vow?
Yes.
Wow,
after 2012, I took Bodhisattva vow. I was lucky because, after that, they said 60 years old, you cannot take anymore because it's a lot of vowing.
Age limit.
I said, oh my God. I said, thank goodness I read before.
Okay, now I ask you a last question to cut short all this. Why did you come to this retreat?
Good question. not good question. So I won't bore to you. No, I came. The objective is to test, to check whether I'm following the right dharma or not.
Sadhu.
Sadhu to you.
That's why now the student is ready.
Yeah, Omitofo to you.
Omitofo to you.
Teaching is so clear.
Yeah.
You can't buy that. It's so clear. Every time. When I'm at home, I get up. If I have some questions, I'll just press the video that I have. Press yours on. Oh, I listen. Fantastic. I say, okay, now.
Sadhu.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's why I come to test whether my practice is right or wrong.
Very good. Thank you.
Stop.
Sadhu. Amitabha. Okay, who is next? The new one, no more. Then we go for the old one. Anybody want to come? Put up your hand. Bing Fi. He is also Teo. His Teo is T-E-O. Mine is with the ish at the back. But Mandarin same.
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Mrs. Teo and all Kaya Mitas.
Yeah.
This is my second retreat. But the first retreat was only about 8 months ago. But I would like to express my thanks and gratitude to Brother Teo.
Ken. Sadhu. Sadhu,
He has tirelessly shared his Dharma sharing hours and hours. So I mean, we are very blessed to find a teacher like him. Mm. Also, I would like to express my gratitude and thanks to the organizing committee. Especially people like Sister Pamasuri, right? Sister Sui, Jin Hao, and Alicia, and many others. We've done our duties in the kitchen, in the shrine hall. We made this retreat possible and a wonderful and beautiful retreat. Okay. And also to the temple management with provide us this way place, beautiful place. Mm. Every time I meditate in the morning, I hear the chipping, fantastic sound. That's very beautiful sound.
Yeah, very beautiful.
And very still air, very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we are all blessed here.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I would like to comment on what I have sort of take home this time.
Oh, very good.
Okay, firstly, the Kayamita force is very strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Very, very strong. The one that Buddha mentioned to Ananda, that Kayamita is 100%.
100% the holy
line. I fully agree with it. I just want to mention some very few episodes.
Yeah.
I think some of the Kayamitas know that I was having a bit of cough.
Yeah, yeah.
And they offer me, vitamin C. Cough medicine. Sister Karen. Sister Po Ching. And then, it's fantastic to find that we have such good people around.
Kayamitas.
I think that is something that we should stay with, especially my Kayamita group. Although I don't attend the weekly
session,
talk, but I do follow it to YouTube. To YouTube, I do follow it. Maybe more so of my own convenience, because I can hear it during my traveling on MRT and stuff like that. But okay, coming back to that, again, the other thing that I want to mention specifically is that day when we chant the mantra to Chunti Pusa, I was tearing.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
I moved from that place straight down to
there.
Just behind her. I was tearing inside.
Sadhu, sadhu.
But I sort of maintain my silent mind.
Your silent mind emotion.
I bring it down to my
heart area.
Then
just stay there, silent.
Just silent it. But at least in this retreat, I get to know that, there's really great being.
That
answer to my call.
Because of affinity from the past.
I don't know because, as I say, Mahayana Buddhism is very new to me. I've always been exposed to Theravada. And then for some background, some of you may not know me. I only sort of connect to Brother Teo somewhere last year. After I went through a Buddhist course. I was very interested in Buddhism. But every time... you listen to this talk here, that talk here, blah, 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 and all that. It gives me some good glimpse of what Buddhism is all about. So I decided upon my sort of retirement to sort of go into a bit more structured. And I went through a one-year diploma course and followed by a one-year master course. So... when I did my master, there's one extended essay that we had to write as part of the passing off of master course. I was searching for some items to be, or some topic to be written, and I found Brother Teo's talk.
The seminar talk in Bangkok.
In August 2013.
Success in life. We are following the... Dhamma way. And this one, eight of us Oh, 9 of us was invited. I represent Malaysia, the lay people. There is a monk that represents Malaysia. But every country got 2, 1 monk and 1 lay people. So this was based on the year 2013. I went with Sui An, Mi Fong, they all. Then at that seminar, I delivered this paper, thin booklet, but very good. And he find it very beautiful.
Yeah, I find it very beautiful. But I was thinking I can't do it for my essay because I will be copying from him, you see. So for my essay, I actually chose this Upanishad Sutta.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. Ah. That's how you get out of samsara.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a very, quite, it's a very good essay to
it's in the Hatha Sutta, no?
Yeah, oh, is it? I don't
but
know.
I didn't cover that one.
Ah.
You turn to, I show you the page. That one is very good.
Yeah,
it's very good. The Kayamita earlier on asked me,
yes,
you can make aspiration for birth to be anywhere or not. Oh, not here, I think. Not here. That one was a paper that I actually wrote and teach, the Kayamita.
Maybe you can send by.
Yeah, yeah.
Send to a Kamamita group.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can send the original version.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sutta, not very well known, but it's to teach people how to get out of samsara.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at dependent origination, Paticca Samuppada, they actually explain the other way around also, which is how you get out of samsara. I think it's a very interesting sutta.
Sadhu.
So somehow, because of my interest in how do I get out of samsara and stuff like that, and I went into Brother Teo's video, and it sort of connect to me. I find his video sharing very useful, especially for me, because I don't go into Mahayana. And also what links me very much to him is also I always like to hear what J. Krishnamurti is talking about. But he's very difficult to understand. But you make your mind sort of try to, decipher what is it all about. But Brother Teo is very good. He's able to sort of conceptualize what J. Krishnamurti is talking about. So I think that really attracts me.
So
coming back to this year retreat, I sort of I feel much more relaxed and calm. Somehow, when I listen to the reading of Manyuan and
Tammy.
Not to say that I don't want to hear, but it's just that when I hear them reading, most of the time I sort of don't read the book, but I was trying to go into
it. Yeah.
Somehow, it tells me that. Just keep quiet and
listen
to it.
Listen
to it. Just keep quiet. And I think it's very useful. And somehow this year, I think I've consolidated my understanding.
Yeah, stabilized it.
Yes. Last year, I do understand what is it all about. Because, as I said, I do that extended essay and all this stuff. So this thing is like something not really a puzzle to me lah. Especially the dependent. I think if you
Paticca Samuppada.
The Paticca Samuppada. I mean, it's really stated. Anyone who sees the dependent origination, sees the Dhamma.
Sees the Dhamma.
And whoever sees the Dhamma, sees the. So dependent origination is something, I would say, we really need to understand it lah. And I think Brother Teo did something which break the whole thing. It's because he said the form and mind is the second form of mind.
Yeah, second aspect.
The critical aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the Theravadas.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Three, cycle,
three lifespan.
I was trying to think about three life cycle until I met you, and then you explained the thing.
Yeah.
The second, that is the main thing.
Yeah.
That's how mind made they are.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So that is a very critical part. The other one that is very critical, or last year my take home was, Brother Teo say, deluded people do deluded things. I think
good.
That one strike me.
Yeah.
That one strike me.
Then you can accept them for what they are. Then
right.
You at peace already.
Yes. Yeah. And then beyond that, there's another point. If you can accept what they are, then you don't go and mess in their own karma.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you try to say you are wrong or fight or you try to
quarrel.
Hit him, then you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You then cycle the karma back again.
Sahadu.
Go round and round. So I think that was a very good take home for me
very
last
good.
Year. The other thing that maybe this year Brother Teo didn't mention that much is about mighty nature rolling by.
Ah, yeah.
That is a very
important, very
point.
Powerful,
very
pointer,
powerful thing that
pointer.
It's all nature.
Yeah,
we are existing in this world. It's all nature.
Yeah,
that's why it's all the five panchamanyama.
Yeah, panchaniyama.
Yeah, that is a very critical point.
Yeah,
because if we understand nature, we understand how to live in nature.
Yeah.
I think half the battle is won.
Sahadu, sahadu, sahadu. Very
good. I think half the battle is won. So that's a very key important point. So karma, I think, is what Brother Teo said. It's here to take care of it.
Yeah.
Because it will come back. Everything don't come back except karma.
Yeah.
You realize that? When you are born, you will come back. Other thing won't come back to you. Karma only come back to you.
Yeah.
So you have to take care of karma. How to take care of karma? Just let it be. No right, no wrong.
Yeah, acceptance.
Yeah. Acceptance is very important. Once you accept, then, like what Brother Teo explained, you resolve it
amicably.
Amicably via the Dharma way.
Yeah.
Noble Eightfold Path.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the reason why you say
I always have a
happy face.
Yeah.
Always smiling.
A lot of joy. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Yeah, I think as far as the meditation is concerned, I just want to share a bit of the meditation. Because the first few days when I was here meditating, I got two good friends always following me.
Oh, sadhu.
The housefly always follow me.
Yeah.
I go there, they follow me. I go there,
they
follow me.
They are your good friends. Yeah,
yeah, they are good
friends. They test you.
And they not only go through my face, they go through my eyes.
Yeah.
They go through my lips.
Yeah.
They are my good friends.
Yeah.
But towards the last part, no more.
Very
maybe,
good.
Maybe they find that they can't do
it. No, the test already passed. That's why they do not disturb you anymore.
Yeah. Two or three housefly, very active. So I think this time around I lesser thought.
Yeah.
Space between thought
longer.
But still each time you want to go into the sort of the consciousness shift in consciousness, then you come back again.
Yeah. Because when there is a shift in consciousness. That consciousness transform.
Yeah.
Then you are with the true mind, the silence, the stillness, the tranquility. But that one also impermanent, doesn't last. Then the sankhara come back again. For you, it's already very good because less than 1 year, you already can do all this.
Yeah, but still got a long way to go, lah.
No problem because this habitual tendency take a long time to root out one. Yeah, not so easy.
But I hope to cultivate the unisoul manaskara.
Yeah, sakara.
That will help a lot.
Based on your understanding, all this will stabilize. Then it will soon.
Yeah.
Not only come out, no. you can actually understand it all. Then all of a sudden you realize you are not like last time.
Yeah.
You are not reactive anymore. That's why when you discuss with me, I believe your wife saw you change. That's why he is different. She really, although you say you listen to my video, she quite far away, but she actually listening.
She's listening. Yes.
Why? She come and ask baby to discuss certain thing. Then now the wife very good. Oh, follow you to where?
India.
India.
I'm going to follow me.
Christian, no.
I was quite shocked when she said she want to come here, you know.
Yeah.
I said, how you want to
become helper?
Helper. I said, let me see first. I also don't know.
You go back to her. Welcome. I tell you, she will enjoy it.
I think hopefully there will be conditions for
no problem. Just let things be.
To meet the Kayamitas one of these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
I think that's about all I want to share.
Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Very good. Okay, who is next? Come. Oh, Tracy now. Kaki Kichua. Sadhu. Rejoice. Very good.
Good afternoon, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all the Kalayamita friend. I just want to report my last 2 days.
Very good.
Different feeling.
Definitely. Because last night I saw the way you pay respect. So different. Then my nature rejoice. I say, Baban lai leo, kao tim leo.
Yesterday night, after the class, so I took my tumbler and go down to the kitchen to collect water, so to fill up water lah. Then I saw Brother Teo was sitting there. Then once he saw me, he said, "Wow, today you're full of joy, ah."
And the faith so strong, no? Then, until the mind enters the sati, you know.
Then I was, I was shocked. How come he know, I really feel that kind of joy, you know.
Yeah.
But I cannot explain. It's not that kind of like, you eat something very happy.
Not the excited one.
Not that kind, you know. It's come out from inside, you know, the kind of joy. So, how come Brother Teo knows? And after that, he said, I saw you, the way you
pay respect, very mindful.
So different. How come he know? Because I also feel different, you know, when I pay respect the end of the day, that time I pay like three times with bow, right? I also feel why this time different, you know, the feel I cannot tell how different.
But inside where the brain cannot know, where brain is this life, inside is whatever you carry from the past until. So when there is affinity, when the time come, this one will move. And he like transform into a totally different Tracy. Because last time you ask her, you see, last time she pay respect, kinky one.
It's like, do lah. Enough, three times like that. But this time, I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. It's from the inside. The feel is different. And I myself feel the different.
The way she fold her palm, Anjali. Really? You can see you. I say, how come Tracy suddenly become like that?
But out of so many people, how come you can notice me doing
that? Notice you. Otherwise, KC will be after me. Because I'm sitting here, then my nature is with the awareness. That's why I can see. Then when Chunti Pusa, you're chanting, not only Tammy do the mudra and the movement, Chupolian also doing that at the corner there.
Yes. Yeah.
Because my awareness nature is without a center. So all your movement, like you are blinking eye or something, if I want to know, I can know. But I observe. Because the nature observe.
And then yesterday, I said I was in tears when I hear the Junti,
Junti Pusa,
Pusa song. Then I also doubt, I said, maybe most of people cry, then I follow cry. maybe it's because of that, you see. So this afternoon, I still got a bit of time to rest, so I went back to the room. So I on the Junti song.
Wow,
I just listen. I really cry again, you know. that kind of feeling, like the stomach here turning. Oh my God, you know.
Very good. No wonder you become so mindful. This one, Chen, and the stomach.
Yes, it's turning.
This is your Tan Tian, and the stomach. And this one, the energy will move you. Then after that, your nature will move also.
I started to cry again, you know. You know, just here turning, and I start to cry. Then I say, oh my God, I cannot cry after I have to come class. Then so I faster off the music. Then I have to, you know, like, rest, calm down myself. If not, I will be like, oh, that kind.
That is a good sign. You remember? So, he also cried out. Then later on, he recognized that was his teacher. And that's very close. Then later on, he know the teacher come back already. So your teacher want to come back and guide you. You kia, you go off the thing. That's why I say, relax into it. Let it move. Then you enjoy inside there. You become very beautiful.
Because it's near to class already, I cannot be crying inside the room.
Tissue paper a lot. Don't worry.
not crying now. I think that's about all I want to report.
Yeah, very good.
There's one more thing. Yesterday, after the meditation, then you started the Dharma talk, class. So after the meditation, I went back to my place, and I sit down and listen. So this time, I try to look at the book, you know, who is reading? Manian was reading. So I tried to look at the book. I found that I cannot like concentrate. I don't know how to find where is it. So I just, since I was meditating already, so halfway like still relaxed.
Yeah.
So I sit and just listen. Hey, this time the Dharma like can go in, you know. It's like, last time I listen, it's like listen, just you cannot register.
Yeah, I cannot
but
register.
This one is like, I can just listen and listen. And it's like halfway like meditating. It's not meditate, but just close the eyes and listen, you know.
Yeah, listen from the heart.
Listen.
Then the word come in.
Yes, the word can come in.
Then it's like you understand. Different from last time. Well, last time this mundane mind, thinking mind very strong. But after what happened last night, after you do the bowing, means there is this Junti Pusa, the spiritual nature. Junti Pusa's nature have affinity with you. Then it activates the thing that's supposed to activate. That's why you pay respect with such mindfulness and clarity. You know, and can see you are no. Oh, I also surprised. You know, how come Tracy suddenly become like that? This is what happened. Then when you go to your bedroom, you alone, nobody influence you to cry. You only on the chanting. Then this one start to move. This one start to move is a good sign. Because this one, a lot of people cannot activate area. This one is based on your good friend or your teacher helping you, And that one is from inside, you know, not external tempering, And that one, once it moves, it gives you the condition for your nature to to develop the mindfulness, the awareness. No? That's why you see different, you understand different, you bow also different.
Yes.
Then later on, when you progress very far, KC also have to chase after you.
And this morning, when I, after I wake up, then you know I want to put on the lotion on the face, right?
Yeah.
So the way I take the things and
different, huh?
I feel how come today different?
Yeah. The hand movement and the awareness become one.
Why today I feel is different? The way I take my things,
your
headless
thinking less already, less already.
So I think of what Brother Teo say, you know, everything you move, it will be different.
Be able to be aware of it.
Yes, so that's how I feel. The difference.
Yeah, the big difference. Yeah, there is sati, awareness, your true mind manifesting. That's why your teacher come also, you don't know.
Don't know.
Sadhu. Anyway, rejoice. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
I would like to take this opportunity. You will
progress very fast if you continue to have that faith.
Yeah.
And thank. Go and thank your good friend, Chun Thi Pusa down there.
And now I feel I have
pay
more,
your respect. Yeah.
I have more interest in
cultivation.
Cultivation,
Yes. Very good. Thank you so much, sadhu.
I would like to thank you, Brother Teo, also for your respect.
Come. Do, sadhu, rejoice. Yeah, sadhu. Rejoice. You should thank Alicia.
Thank you, Brother Teo.
Can. Also, Alicia. You know why?
Yeah.
He received message from Chun Thi.
Yeah.
Then come out and say, out of the blue, you know, you all should chant this.
Thank you, Alicia.
Then immediately, so many, you know, respond. That's why.
Thank you, Alicia.
This is what the Mayana say, 不可思议. What is the English translation? Oh, okay. Be on sadhu, Tracy. I rejoice, sadhu. So, who is next? After she. Husband, Casey, come. Never mind, you can also report. Hers is an hour. Never mind, yours also not bad. I saw you lie down very quiet. But what you do inside there, I don't know. Okay, other people first. Alicia, right. Wu Tian Pan.
Hello. Good afternoon, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Khayang Mita.
Yeah.
Lei Hong 教我用英语分享.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, Lei Hong 比较 Mandarin 啊. To be here. Oh, 经验等人车哦. All up my chair. Okay, okay, okay.
Hello. Brother Teo, actually, 首先我要take this opportunity, 感恩 Brother Teo, conduct 这个 retreat, 再过来就是感恩三宝，还有感恩三宝式的所有一切的一切，我讲不完那种感恩的心，再接下来就是要感恩我的 team, 还有所有的人，把这里就是我们所有的每一天的事情做得这么好。所以我很多的发心，感恩大家哈。就是那个准提的那个 mantra， 就 actually 我是有到我应该不应该唱？然后我就回去的时候，我讲，那如果真的要唱，你给我一点 message 可以吗？然后就是那个这样子，然后他就 manifest 嘛。所以我也很发喜，因为这么多人能够 progress， 但是雷洪 ，I'm so sorry， I cannot put it in English 啊。
Yeah， no problem， you try。
就是最近我不是去了峨眉山。
呀，对对对。
就峨眉山师父给我一本本愿经，就是普贤菩萨的本愿经，里面他就讲他的十大愿嘛。
呀，十大愿。
就是让我这一次看到这样的 progress， 我很多的随喜，就是 one of 他的愿里面就是随喜功德嘛。然后就是我来到这里所有的 test， 然后经历这一切一切，这么多的菩萨在盖我，真的真的。今天我去文殊菩萨的那边 for 禅定，然后当我回去换衣的时候，我在想，为什么你要下去呢？你一定要下去吗？然后就一个 message， 那你念完经你可以回向啊，因为普贤菩萨 他的第四个愿就是普皆回向。
普皆回向。
普皆回向。然后我就想，哦，原来是这样 ，OK， 我就下去，然后做完之后我就回向给众生，然后回向给尤其是我们 retreat 的所有 所有的卡尔米达 so that 他们可以 progress。当我在念普贤的那个赞的时候，他的每一个字 hit 到我。
哇，萨德。
很就是他说当下你就要，你一听到这个你就要把你的所有的 mundane 的 cease 掉。然后就怎么说，不是就我不是很 stable， 我知道我里面 nature understand。就说你一把所有的 cease 掉哦，你就是回去你本来的。
对。
就是你的藏，它藏的就是藏在的那个 nature。就是我们回归到那边去，然后哇。I was really 哇，这是 hit 到我。
是啊，对。That's why all this when they come, when it manifests, it really impact you, really impact you. Then you start to understand. That's why when you have affinity with great beings, they will guide you. Actually, their nature guide you, talk to you. And that nature no need to be in person one.Where it's part of the nature's law. Through the vow, it manifests. That's why what you need is affinity. When you have the sincere heart, the faith, then you just cultivate. Then the response will come and it will manifest. So all this is part and parcel of cultivation. That's why those who have done it, gone through, they will share with you that this is like very...不可思议啊！It's like you can never expect such thing can happen. It's like so amazing. So to the extent that you tell people, nobody believe you one. Then for Tracy one is a bad. What happened also she don't know, but she knows she different. That is good enough. 广清老和尚 say one.What is wisdom? 什么是智慧？ Wisdom very funny. Even that person receive it, he still don't know what is it. But he know how to resolve problem. When the situation manifest, he know what to do. Because when she start to see her own hand, want to put the lotion, that is sati in daily life. And naturally she go into that. That's why I say he maintain the faith, the practice and the cultivation.This one will become automatic. And her daily mindfulness will stabilize very fast. Then after that, he not only understand what Man Yuan read and Tammy read, she on herself, whatever she come into contact with the world, the phenomenal world, she will see very clearly, you will know, how I share, 一切为心造. Mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chi. Mind make are there.She start to understand or not. That's how they penetrate. They say, this is pachetang. It's not a knowledge. You no need to commit to memory. That's why it's very beautiful. 很好。Sadio.
Yeah, Brother Joe, actually, 他是我已经在分享在我们的 Yogi Group. 其实他短短几个字罢了。
对对。
但是他很 profound 到我明白。 明白之后就是哇，他就其实这也是我们所要达的菩提道，所 part of 他的 cultivation。所以这只是一个我的一个小小的分享。很多的感恩就是准提菩萨，还有文殊菩萨，还有我也有在 Maitreya 菩萨面前。I made an aspiration. I want to follow him when he arrived.
What is it? I didn't hear.
When he 他出世了，就说他要做他的佛弟子。
哇，沙丢沙丢 ，Well, very good. The aspiration is very wholesome. Very good.
Sadhu, can I thank you?
Whenever Maitreya arrives, she wants to be born and become his disciple. That is very wholesome. That type of aspiration, aditan, can happen on. And it can merge into the nature's law because she has the understanding and the parami. That's why a lot of this training and dhamma, when they manifest, it really transforms you on, and you cultivate very differently. Very good. Sadhu.
Actually, Bradio, I've been here for so many years, I've never made any aspiration.
Yeah. Because the early years, getting rid of depression is more urgent. Then later on, when connect, then only this thing slowly manifest. That's why I say the miscellaneous vow, as you walk this path, when the time comes, you know how to make one. And it will help you to progress.
还有呢，就是 yesterday 那个 after 那个准提的 chanting， 哇，我的身体哦，很多 energy 哦。
Yeah.
哇，我不懂怎样 disperse 掉，但是我又好像知道，那我去抱他们，我 pass 给你
Share that good vibration.
Yeah, 很多很多真的，然后比如说。我抱他的时候，哇，他 went into like so quiet and still.
It can influence other cultivator. Understand? When you have faith, your insight will move on. Understand? That's why you must have faith. Understand? Then when this thing arise, the nature will help you to progress and move you. But you have to develop the understanding.Then only the wisdom stabilize. Very good. Sadhu. 很好。
Yeah, but 就今年我的就好像我好像到那边他你明白怎么样去处理就这样。
对。That is what wisdom is.
Yeah. So, 再过来我想跟大家分享的是怎样 develop 那个 affinity with 那个 great being
with all the great beings
因为我在想我到底可以分享什么给大家呢所以这个就跑出来其实我也没有说怎么样的去 develop 那个所谓的但是我知道我只念他们的咒 就念他们的咒，
念他们的咒 is very powerful. The 佛号，
或者佛号，就好像我经常走路的时候都有观音菩萨的观音菩萨，观音菩萨，观音菩萨，就是这样。就 yesterday 我也有跟天蜜分享，那我们就拿《妙法莲华经》里面所讲的一个譬喻讲，它是譬喻是说来。释迦牟尼佛好像我们的怎么说就好像我的亲人我的爸爸啦好像这样比打一个比喻那我作为他的孩子如果我没有每天挂念他那你都跑掉了那个佛菩萨在你面前也不能做什么呀所以我就跟 Tammy 讲你要 move forward 的去跟他 develop 那个 affinity
那个 affinity
对因为很重要我其实我也没有怎么样特别就是我就 OK 我就念他的咒有空我就其实我也不是很有空嘛所以我有空我就 play 他们的咒语这样就听然后就 when 我 pay respect 的时候我就把他们的所谓的 慈悲啊、嗯、virtue 啊、wisdom 啊，所有所有的、啊、把它拉在我的感动心，把它拉起来，嗯、然后去、嗯、feel how great they are， you know，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
就他们是一个非常非常了不起的、yeah. 的being 嘛。所以这个就是我的 way of develop affinity with them。再下来就是我自己的 cultivation 是，我只做我的 duty。
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Because brother Joe 每次讲 right duty 就是
right
dharma。
Yeah, right duty is right dharma。
嗯，这样子也没有怎么样特别，就是、嗯、反正你当你走到某一个程度的时候，你会。你里面好像觉得你不能浪费时间，你也不能，就是说你有时间你就该做什么，你该做功课要做的就做，啊，这样子。Brad， 我这样子讲的这么长，我不知道你能不能把翻译给回他们。
不要紧，不要紧。Slowly, all these things will come out.
Yeah.
Because you don't ask me to remember, I cannot remember. But what is important is the last part, because that one I just heard. So he said, her way of developing affinity with all these great beings is to chant the, what they call, 咒, mantra, or 佛号. Then it will develop the affinity. Then like I told you, he once developed the affinity, the great being's mantra come by itself, no? It will activate you, no? Then it will cause the transformation or movement inside you. That's why you don't underestimate what you do when you have the condition, the faith, the sincerity, and the resolve. You look, remember the three lady I say helping the sister on? Just by paying respect, you develop affinity already. Then later on, it will condition that sister that has this karmic problem to have the condition, maybe future life, to come across Junti, Pusas, all these Zhou and all those things, the mantra and all those things. Then from there, she will learn how to pick it up. She will like to listen. Then as you listen, initially at the head, it will not benefit you much. But when it drops to the heart, it will move you. Yeah, this is the place that needs to be activated. Then for Tracy, one is the Tan Tian there. Yeah, that is the area where she immediately needs to move that side so that she can transform far the nature up there. Then all this will fall into place. That's why cultivation is about faith, sincerity, persevere. Then when you already have the what they call progress, you will come to know that it's important to develop affinity great being. That's why in the yellow card I put there, one of your aspiration is to make friend or cultivate affinity with all these great beings. Because it will speed up your cultivation. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
是的 Brad Joe. 我还记得我第一次到你家的情形。到一直走一直走，就是每一天在提醒我自己去把我的坏习气一直改、一直改一直改。直到你走到某一个时候，你就是啊，原来你都没有什么意思的去每一天这样纠缠。我叫的纠缠就是来、哎呀，你讲一句，我讲一句这样。就不想再过这样子的生活。
不要玩那个痛苦的游戏。
痛苦的游戏我不要再玩，我每天都跟 Freddy 讲。
Because after you go to depression, then when you know there is an alternate way to understand life and live life.You will become different. Then you know already, wasting a lot of unnecessary precious time to live life, to cultivate. Then why do you continue to engage in all this? These are delusion, deluded thought activity. The Chinese word jiu chan is very good. What is the translation for jiu chan? Entangle, yeah. So that one is very good. When you have wrong thought, you really want to entangle yourself. That's why the wrong thought keep on coming. Like you are so habitual in the development of that type of thought. That's why become more and more severe until enter depression. Then all the sickness, disease, ulcer, gastric, all start to manifest. That's why luckily, the moment he understand, he developed the interest to chase after the Dharma sharing, listen attentively, then develop the understanding. Then when the understanding come, the causes and conditions manifest, then she progress. All this can happen. Then how? Sadhu.
Yeah, relative. Yeah. 我还记得, 我的头脑里面好像 video player 这样每天 到睡觉也是在play的
yeah,
然后到现在的是空的
yeah. 空的 yeah.
Most of the I won't say 空到完 但是你还是要 因为你在 mundane 你还是要
yeah, yeah,
arise from
yeah.
但是你 那种宁静哦 我不懂得怎么样 explain 你走路的时候 那种
yeah. You feel,
就是你很轻的,
you feel very light,
轻的,
很轻的, very light. Then like the mindfulness is automatic or not. You aware or not. That is the transformation. Then when that thing happen, the form and mind that go through that were known. And she has the understanding because she listened to a lot of all this. Then when she connect, the past understanding also come back. Then from there, all this understanding will unfold. That's why she can develop the progress very fast.
其实我的坏习气还是有, 但是我跟我自己讲我还在 training, 给我一点点时间, 所以我也要跟大家讲, 如果有什么的不对, 请你们多多原谅。
是的。还有就是,
Brad, 其实, 就是当你走到一个某一个阶段的时候，你所发的愿，而不是你在这里。
not from the mundane thinking.
对，就是
it's from your nature.
Yeah, 就是我说的那天我在这里的，然后那个是宏愿，就整个 manifest
哦，像出来啊。对，所以就是真的不可思议，我觉得就是你。
你用你的 mundane mind， 你能够去思维说，哎，我要走菩萨道哦，就是不是，现在我所的我的愿现出来的是，我要满我的菩提愿，要满圆满啊，就是他的意思是，fulfill我的那个成佛之道。然后我接下来我想，哇，我再回想起，哇，but 那个就是所谓的 training， 就是你现在你会go through，甘愿做欢喜收所有的东西，你是每一个东西来你就处理这样哦，你就很 peaceful，很 peaceful，而且你会有一个很就是 at a lot of moment 啊，你的 contact 啊，你就是你知道怎么做，你不会说哎这个该怎么呢，该 you know，but 就很奇怪嘞，他就是来头。
Yeah, that is wisdom. Yeah, when you encounter a situation or a problem, you will know how to resolve it. And automatic or not, you won't be a panic, fear, and react and stir your mind no more. Cannot really. Yeah, the wisdom has stabilized. That's why this type of cultivation is very different.
Yeah, Brad, 真的非常感恩我从一个这么 heedless 的人 变到现在的我
不是说很好
但是也很感恩了啦感恩 Brad, 能遇到 Brad, 每天让我们开始从完全不懂什么是 Fire Aggregate 啊 Padija Samubada 啊 慢慢的 也算有在 就在so called cultivate， 其实很多的 terms 我也不懂，因为我也不需要懂，我讲 你都还没有走到那边，你不需要懂。
是的。
所以这就是我就是说我 cultivate 的 part of 我的 cultivation 是这样走，再过来就是我就是读书它里面我就很多的 understanding 这样。
是的。
So 感恩大家给我这么多时间讲。我再告诉大家一个小小的秘密，我从第一次来我不敢拿麦until 现在我可以自动拿麦，这个就是佛菩萨给我们的信心，我们做人的信心、我们的 confidence， 以前我从来就没有 confidence， 很怕的，什么都很怕。所以感恩大家，感恩 Brother Tio， 感恩所有弥达的分享，随喜随喜，阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛，萨德萨德萨德。
Good evening to all Kayana Midas. I'm very grateful for everyone here. The retreat wouldn't happen if even one was missing. So this is it's been very helpful.This retreat, I forgive me, forgive me in case I shared anything that may have caused you to bring more confusion. I'm very wary of that nowadays. So first is ask for forgiveness from all Kayanamitas or whoever I have caused any negativity or misled or caused just any bosongness. You want to ask for forgiveness, and then
sadu,
also
sadu, sadu, sadu.
But I will continue to share because so thank you because giving me all this opportunity to share. I notice my understanding when I try to lay out my ideas, I understand better.
Yeah.
So I will continue to share and I'll continue to ask for forgiveness. Thank you for all these opportunities. It's amazing. Every day, I have a bit deeper understanding. The 12 links, this retreat, the 12 links, every day I see a different layer, different layer. If there's an opportunity, I'll share some more. And also, special thank you to Brother Chin Hao. Unbeknownst to everyone, I made quite a few mistakes. Brother Chin Hao fixed a lot of the balls I dropped. Sometimes I forgot to record.Sometimes record already hang here, so go and cut all the video and put the photo and the sound together. So really, really very thankful. Feel very safe having him as a teammate. And then Sister Jet also, she's been helping us out. We can go toilet, she can help mend the station. That's about all. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kalamitas. First of all, I would like to say that this retreat is really, really very special. I'm amazed, especially on the newcomers. Really,
they,
really
they
amazed.
They really progress.
Yes, it's so wonderful. They really, they are able to absorb what has been taught and put that into experience.
Correct.
To put that into action.
And
they can see result for themselves.
Sadhu.
I must thank Brother Teo also for your teaching. It has actually also changed my life. I see things now from different perspective.
Correct, yes.
And with Brother Teo's new way of presenting your this Dhamma from different angle. And I see different in me also.
Definitely.
So the way I see things now, the way I see other people, I feel I also have changed a lot.
You have changed
back
a lot.
Back at home and also here. So I must thank you very much. And another thing is, with clearer understanding of this Dhamma, it has been like a lot of aha moments also for this retreat. This is my third retreat, you know. And I tell myself, I must not waste time anymore. I must really go all out and must do it properly this time. I must thank Brother Song. Just now, especially towards his last sharing, his advice to all the Kalyamitas. That was really very profound and really sort of wake me up also. And also to Sister Alicia also for his very good sharing. So, and also to other Kalyamitas who have shared. And I'm also so impressed by the improvement seen by a lot of Kalyamitas also. So I'm just telling myself, please strive on with heedfulness.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you. Okay, we have to maybe another 6 minutes. We have to go for there are people who take dinner. Then there are also some who would like to have some liquid food. So let us now maybe pay respect mindfully to Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the other great beings, worthy of respect, the worthy ones.